Something extraordinary happened this weekend, and it has to do with a basic income plan. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 16th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. There's a stunning report out today about 91 companies that paid nothing in federal taxes. The markets, well, they had another winning day today. The Amazon and FedEx fight gets real. And the Hallmark Channel reversed course today. We'll tell you what that was all about. Those stories plus Laura Kennard on business events in the Des Moines Metro this week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. We almost didn't get this done today. I was called for jury duty, something that's happened in the past. But I wasn't selected. There were 200 people that were brought in for jury duty, and 15 of us were not selected. So we get to do business news rather than sitting in a courtroom today. But all that could change later on this week. Just a heads up. Well, a modest guaranteed income plan for children has been developed by Senator Michael Bennett, a Democrat from Colorado, and Senator Mitt Romney, a Republican from Utah. The plan is relatively modest. Parents would get a guaranteed $1,500 in cash every year per child under the age of 7, no matter their income, and $1,000 per child aged 7 to 17. Another $1,000 in benefits per child, regardless of age, would phase in with income as it occurs under the child tax credit already in the federal code. Right now, the child tax credit is refundable only for people earning at least $2,500 per year, and even then, phases in gradually with earnings and is limited to only some of the credit. The result is the poorest Americans, like disabled parents or parents who don't have any cash income, are cut off from the benefit, and parents working for low wages or low hours don't get the full benefit. Under Bennett Romney, the full benefit would still be reserved for working parents. But for the first time in American history, the poorest parents would be guaranteed a benefit, whether or not they are employed. Well, according to a new report out, nearly 100 of the Fortune 500 companies paid no federal taxes last year. The report from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy covers the first year following the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, championed by President Donald Trump, which was signed into law back in December of 2017. The report covers 379 companies from the Fortune list that were profitable in 2018, and it finds that 91 paid an effective federal tax rate of zero. Those companies come from a wide range of industries and include the likes of Amazon, Starbucks, and even Chevron. The new tax law lowered the statutory corporate tax rate to 21%, but the companies in the report paid an average rate of 11.3%. The lower average rate meant that the federal government brought in about $74 billion less in corporate taxes than if all the companies had paid the statutory rate. Here's a quick and much shorter list of the companies that had effective rates of zero or less, according to the report. Gannett, Murphy Oil, IBM, CenturyLink, Dow DuPont, Avis, Budget, you know, the rental car folks, JetBlue, John Deere, Levi Strauss, Aramark, Whirlpool, Prudential, United States Steel, Eli Lilly, Rockwell Collins, Goodyear Tire and Rubber, FedEx, and Chevron. If you want more, Google the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy for the complete list of 91 companies that paid zero in federal taxes. By the way, a Microsoft News poll on the subject indicates that 70% of you think large corporations should be paying higher amounts of federal taxes. You know, one of those companies that paid nothing in federal taxes is in the news. Well, actually, both of them are in the news today. Amazon is there because it is now blocking third-party sellers from using FedEx. Amazon confirmed the report first shared by the Wall Street Journal. Today's news sent FedEx shares down as much as 2.1%. The move comes after FedEx, in August, announced it would end its ground delivery contract with Amazon. The Wall Street Journal reported that the ban on FedEx's ground delivery services begins this week and is expected to continue until the delivery performance of those ship methods improves, according to an email sent to sellers viewed by the journal. Sellers, by the way, are still able to use FedEx Express service for Prime orders. Stocks ended at record highs today, capping their fourth straight gain as a so-called Phase 1 trade deal between China and the United States cleared the path for a higher Wall Street end to a dramatic year. The Dow closed 100 points higher at 28,235, while the S&P 500 gained 7/10, closing at 3,191, and the NASDAQ closed up 0.9% to end the day at 88.14. Tech shares rose by 0.9 and hit a record, led by a 3.4% gain in Micron Technology and a 4.1% jump in Western Digital. Goldman Sachs helped the Dow reach an all-time high as they rose by 1.4%. Sentiment was also lifted by strong economic data out of China. Remember, we're watching those numbers closely to see what's going on in that nation. Chinese industrial production rose 6.2% in November on a year-over-year basis, and that topped expectations. Retail sales in China also jumped by, get this, 8% last month. The U.S. and China announced on Friday they're going to move forward with a so-called Phase 1 trade deal. As part of the agreement, the U.S. will roll back some levies on Chinese products, and China will increase its purchases of U.S. agricultural products. None of that yet is in writing, and it's still relatively vague, but Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the deal will be inked in January. Well, finally, there is this. The Hallmark Channel has backtracked on a, what they're calling, wrong direction to pull commercials that featured brides kissing each other, and they apologized for the hurt that it has unintentionally caused. The channel had rejected the ads from Zola, a wedding planning company, following a complaint from a conservative group. The decision triggered a wave of backlash. LGBTQ advocates called it a step backward, and Zola cut ties with Hallmark, who one of the fairly well-known celebrities that really slammed Hallmark on this was Ellen DeGeneres. The company has, by the way, since reinstated the commercials and said it would enlist a nonprofit to help improve representation of the LGBT community. So there you have it. Next up, we've got Laura Kennard with business events here in the greater Des Moines metro.